You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Good morning, theater lovers. Happy April 24th. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you're listening to Today in Theater History. Al Pacino starred in David Rabe's The Basic Training of Pavlo Hummel in 1977 at the Longacre Theater, winning a Tony Award for his performance. John Kander and Fred Ebb's musical, Steel Pier, opened at the Richard Rogers in 1997, featuring Kristen Chenoweth in her Broadway debut. Centering on the marathon dance competitions in the Depression of the 1930s, the show starred Karen Ziemba, Gregory Harrison, Daniel MacDonald, and Deborah Monk. Despite 11 Tony Award nominations, the musical closed after 76 performances. A beloved John Waters film got the musical treatment today when Crybaby came to town in 2008. Set in the world of squares and drapes in 1950s Baltimore, the cast included James Snyder, Harriet Harris, and Elizabeth Stanley at the Marquee Theater. A year before winning a Tony for Venus in Fur, Nina Arianda made her Broadway debut in high style, giving a brilliant comedic performance as chorus girl Billy Dawn in a revival of Born Yesterday at the Court. Doug Hughes directed the production, which also starred Jim Belushi and Robert Sean Leonard. Broadway got Gershwin again in 2012, when a reworked version of George and Ira's musical O.K. opened at the Imperial Theater. Now titled Nice Work If You Can Get It, the musical starred Kelly O'Hara as a bootlegger who falls for a tipsy playboy played by Matthew Broderick. It's Caftans and Couches and Cigarettes in 2013, when John Logan's I'll Eat You Last, A Chat with Sue Mingers, starring Bette Midler, opened at the booth. Directed by Joe Mantello, Midler starred as the legendary Hollywood agent, dishing on her celebrity clients and fabulous lifestyle. Alan Cumming, who won a 1998 Tony Award as the MC in Cabaret, returned to Broadway in a 2014 revival at Roundabout Theatre Company's Studio 54. Once again directed by Sam Mendes and Rob Marshall, the new production co-starred Michelle Williams as Sally Bowles. Audiences got to see what baking can do in 2016 when Waitress opened at the Brooks Atkinson. Featuring direction by Diane Paulus and a score by Sarah Bareilles, the musical adaptation of the film, about a waitress who bakes to escape, starred Jesse Mueller, who earned a Tony nomination. The show would run for over 1,500 performances. Based on the 1997 animated film, Anastasia opened at the Broadhurst Theater in 2017. The film's original songwriters, Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty, added 16 new songs for the stage version, and Terrence McNally wrote the book. Christy Altomare starred in the title role for a run of 808 performances. For more theater history, visit Playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold.